Ivan Baldurav, and the third star to Craig Patrick. A spectacular effort by the Seals here tonight as we bring you the California Golden Seals Skate Comb Show. Here's the way this hockey game went here tonight as the Seals pile up their biggest goal total of the year, and I'm not sure that they had this many anytime last year. We're going to check the record book if we get a chance. In the first period, at 2:36 of the period, Stan Ware called 2 minutes for hooking, and at 5:13, Andre Boutrion gave the Vancouver Canucks a 1-0 lead, his 10th goal of the year. At 8:21, though, Pete LaFranboise came back and tied the game for the Seals.
Puck carried up ice by Vancouver, right wing side, Rich Lemieux. Backhander right out in front of the ice. Rick Smith clears it off, right wing side. Comes out to center ice. Well, McKechnie has it. McKechnie gets around. Boutrion, down to the zone. LaFranboise on the left.
Then at 12:01, Ivan Baldurav scored his first goal tonight in his 5th of the season.
Baldurav has Leach in front of him, checked out by Barry Wilkins. Back out the center ice to Ivan Baldurav. Baldurav at the red line. The youngster from Yugoslavia loses it off his stick. Back over to the Seals zone. Bobby Stewart, left wing side. Starts to come out for the California Golden Seals. Checked off the play. Baldurav picks it up. Just behind the red line. Left wing side to Gilbertson. Down to the Vancouver zone. Left wing side. Into the corner. Check there. Trying to get it loose with Gabe Ramon. Held back into the point. Stewart with a slap shot. Rebound right out front. Baldurav up to Rick Smith. Smith passes up to Gilbertson. They try to chip it in. They can't do it. Behind the net to Baldurav. Clears it out. Vancouver right there. Back to the point to Stewart. Right side out front to Smith. His shot. Sails. Still loose in front of the net. Knocked down.
Then at 13:48, Stan Weir was called 2 minutes for hooking, and at 14:38, Andre Boutrial was called 2 minutes for hooking. So with the teams at five aside, Walt McKechnie stole the puck. Faceoff will be down to the Vancouver zone, far side of the ice. Walt McKechnie taking the draw with John Wright, comes off to McKechnie, loses it back, over to Vancouver, left wing side, Dave Bellon. Bellon, the veteran player of the National Hockey League, had 230 goal years with the New York Rangers. Vancouver Canucks start to come up ice, left wing side, stolen by McKechnie, he shoots! That was Walter's 12th goal of the year, and so at the end of one period of play, the score was the California Golden Seals 3, the Vancouver Canucks 1. There was also a penalty near the end of the period, 18:06, Bobby Stewart, 2 minutes for Trippi. Shots on goal in the period, 10 for the Vancouver Canucks, 12 for the California Golden Seals. Then in the second period, Vancouver, though, closed the margin, made it a 3-2 game at 2:03, when Barry Wilcox, just called up from Seattle, got his first NHL goal, assist on the play to John Wright and also to Jerry O'Flaherty. It was a 3-2 game, but at 5:56, Ivan Baldurav came back, scoring his 6th goal of the season. Gilbertson, right wing side, headman to Baldurav, can't catch up with it. Left wing side to Bobby Stewart, back in behind the net, comes all the way around to the near corner. Stan Gilbertson keeps it in the zone. Checked up, but keeps it in, trying to get it back out to somebody, out to the point to Rick Smith. Smith with a slap shot, saved by Bullock, rebound, Richie Leach up front, they score! That made it a 4-2 hockey game. At 12:48, Jerry O'Flaherty called 2 minutes for holding Vancouver. And at 14:36, the Seals scored a power play goal as Pete LaFranboise scored his 2nd goal of the night. Vancouver clears it out to the point to Marshall Johnston. Johnston gives it back to Baldurav. Baldurav shoots over the top of the net. Into the far corner, Reggie Leach fighting with Bobby Lalonde against the board. Puck comes loose back to the point to Rick Smith. Left wing side to Gilbertson. Gilbertson moving in. Baldurav shoots. Good save by Bullock on the rebound. Marshall Johnston, back left side to Rick Smith, moves in, shoots, again a save by Bullock, knocked down by Gilbertson, right out front, Rich Lemieux steals it, back to the point, right side Johnston, he shoots, again a good save, again Marsh moves in, a shot, another save by Bullock, oh, spectacular work by both sides right here. Puck cleared out to center right, and a big hand for Bruce Bullock and the Seals. Seals come back, LaFranboise, back over zone, he has hit hard on a play by Wilkins, oh, a rebound right in front, and they couldn't put it home. Puck still loose, down to the Vancouver zone, Stan Weir has it, gives it to Gray, he shoots, Bullock again, and the Seals scores! LaFranboise scores for the Seals! And in 1906, Andre Boutrial made it a 5-3 game for Vancouver, cutting the lead to just 2 goals, as he got his 11th of the year, just on the play to Don Tannehill and Bobby Schmutz. In 1906, Jill Melash got a penalty that wouldn't have been called last year. Jill, now we didn't see this play. We got a report on it as Mike Forrest related to you. What happened was, is after Boudreau scored the goal, Melash took the puck and fired into the crowd in anger and frustration, apparently, and left. And under the new rules this year, you cannot do that. Even if the play has been whistled dead, because it would be, of course, the minute the goal was scored, it's still considered a delay of game penalty. And so Melash was credited with 2 minutes delay of game penalty. And, of course, it had to be served by another player, and it was Gary Crotto. Shots in the second period, 13 for Vancouver, 16 for the California Golden Seals. So at the end of two periods of play, it was only a 5-3 game, and little did the fans here realize what the third period was going to be in store for them. As at 1:35 of the third period, Craig Patrick got things rolling with his ninth goal of the year.
Cooper left wing side, out to center right, Stanahill over to Boudreaux. Boudreaux across the red line, down to the Seals zone, left wing side. Britnoff, McKechnie picks up the puck for the Seals. Coming back, 2-on-3, left wing side to Johnson, down to the Vancouver zone. Back to McKechnie, pass a little bit too far, over to Patrick. Patrick right wing side, gives it back to McKechnie. That bans it in behind the net, Vancouver picks it up. Canucks try to come out, stolen beautifully by Johnson. That's out front!
So that made it a 6-3 game, and then at 3:27, Darryl Maggs, who's played a spectacular brand of defense since coming over from the Chicago Blackhawks, picked up his fourth goal of the year to make it a 7-3 game.
Wing corner controlling the puck, passed on front to Maggs. Maggs cuts from the defense.
At 4:03, just about 35 seconds later, Pete LaFrambois, who was really red hot tonight, got his ninth goal of the year and his third of the night for the hat trick, assist to Hilly Graves and Stan Weir.
Wing side, trying to bring it out to center ice, kept to the zone by Hilly Graves, left wing corner. He's got Weir on front of him, checked by Gavremont. Weir gets it behind the net, pass in front to LaFrambois. He shoots, he scores!
Comes way out of the net for the Seals. Wilkes controlling the puck in his own zone. He thinks he's going to be a forward. He's coming way out of the net. Clears it up left wing side to Gilbertson. Gives it to Ivan Boldarev. Boldarev moving out to center ice, controlling the puck. Over to Gilbertson. Down to the Vancouver zone. Trying to turn the corner. He does. He shoots. He scores. Oh, what a bonanza. Zach Gilbertson finally got that goal. He's been chasing all night. He just could not quit. He came in from the left wing side, cut the corner in front of the goalie, and put it home. Hey!
After that goal, Gilbertson just skated around, skated to center ice, looked up to the heavens, and I'm sure he said, thank you, finally.
Goal comes at 14:15 in the third period. The Seals 11, Vancouver 3. Here's the scoring. And Milosz gets an assist on the play. How about that? His first point of the year. And that's the play, as we said. He came way out of the net into the near corner and passed it up ice. 4 seconds remaining and a whistle blows. We're going to have a fight now on the ice. Bobby Stewart throws the gloves off and Rick Lemieux is restrained by the linesman. Stewart, a good tough guy for the Seals. He's ready to fight on the drop of a hat. And he's still yelling at Rick Lemieux, and Lemieux is being restrained by the linesman Scarpinello. And having a tough time holding him back right now.
Well, there was something left in the basket.
Just so, one more fight.
Bobby Stewart really creamed Lemieux up against the boards. In fact, he drew a penalty for it. He really knocked him in there, and that didn't make Richfield too good.
Stewart will get a penalty on this play. It comes at 19:06 of the third period. And that's of small significance right now, however, to say the very least, with the Seals leading by a score of 11-3.